Thank you, Tzvi, for recording. The learning today should be Eschos Ilan Nishmas, our dear Chaver Chaim Elozov and Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Eschos for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Ben Sion. Give me a thumbs up if you guys can hear me okay. Great. Learning should also be Eschos for a Refuah Shleima for Chaim Moshe Shoba Maka Chaim Dov Ben Rachel, Chanel Yevach Ben Rachel, and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as Eschos for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So let's see if we can finish up the topic of Giluach today. We talked yesterday about the concept of cutting one's hair, about removing klipas, but then we talked also about actively the ability to actively perform a mitzvah sloisa, say, by guarding the barber from cutting off the pasa reish. Now he's going to talk about properly grooming one's beard. He says, it's fitting for a yarei shemayim, not to touch his beard at all. Not on the face, not on the neck, meaning the throat area. By doing so, there's evil brought. Regarding the payas, it's good for everyone to know the instructions of the Arizal, to leave uncut on each side of one's ear, forward until the temples, right? So basically, you're starting from the ear and you're leaving it all the way down, right? Basically, you're leaving sideburns, where the hair extends further than the hair opposite one's forehead, a height of a little past the top of the ears, which basically is this area here right over the ears, okay? And you can go online and you can see a chart of where the pas reish is. Why wouldn't anyone just do this? Right, just leave it alone. So what's the big deal to allow the hair to grow? You don't necessarily have to have to not shave, but you just don't let the barber get all the way down to the, or when you shave, don't shave all the way down, you know, do a lift and cut shave of that area, just trim it. What inconvenience, my chesron kiss, what type of cost is there? But there's, again, in upstairs, it does great great milas and has implications. Why wouldn't you concern yourself about something that is so insignificant to you and yet is a fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem? Lachin, therefore, kol adam yasa atzma talmid chacham, everyone should make himself like he's on the level of a talmid chacham, al yachash lamaligim shayman peyas kol chacham, and don't be moved by those who make fun of him and say he's wearing peyas of a talmid chacham. Meaning, don't give in if somebody is mocking you. V'chein giluach hatzipar naim hu mikvay Shabbos. Cutting your nails is something that should be done for kavod Shabbos. V'yesh lizar ma'ayid litlam b'chol erev Shabbos kodesh. You have to be careful to cut them. Every erev Shabbos, imishom kavod Shabbos, due to the kavod Shabbos, imishom she'im heim gedoylim k'tzas achem makbar alein heim chaytzul l'tiyas yedayim. If they overgrow to the point where you're bothered by them, it creates a chatzitza for l'tiyas yedayim, which is something I didn't know. And it comes out that when you make the bracha in tilas yadayim, it's a bracha levatala v'aichel possibly in tilas yadayim, and you're eating bread without washing properly. According to this esoteric reason that the nails represent din, not to let your fingernails or your toenails grow too long. Aside from this, that it's good when you dip in a mikvah for an extra level of tara, you're performing it properly and examining yourself regarding chatzitza. Just like a woman who is mentara for her husband, she has to be meticulous to remove any of the klipas, right? So besides the fact that there is a potential chatzitza here. And right, so the women, when they go to the mikveh, they cut the nails. There shouldn't be any grime underneath the nails. There shouldn't be any issue of a chatzitza. But he says, on top of that, there's the klipas reason. He says, not just the fingernails, the toenails also, there's klipas that are brought down. There's sitra achra, there's tumma that attaches to a person. And it's a person should be careful not to cut the nails in order. Even though the Arizal would make fun of this, he didn't ask her it to do it out of order. He says that it's harmful and it could lead to bearing one's children. This is the Shita of Avud Raham. So even though the Arizal was not makbid on this, But what's the big deal? The Arizal never said you can't do this. So therefore, a person should not cut his nails in order, the toenails. No, he's talking about any nails. The Yadua Maimar Chazal, Shamru Sarfan Chasid, Kaivan Tzadik, Mefazer and Rasha. That the Gemara Nida says that someone who burns his nails is a tzaddik, and someone who buries them, I'm sorry, is a chassid. Someone who buries them is a tzaddik, and someone who just throws them in a place where people will walk is a rasha. Because again, the Gemara there talks about the fact that if a woman steps over a nail that was dropped, so then the woman could have a miscarriage. And the Gemara even, I believe, says that a woman can go to the man and demand damages, nezek, for causing the miscarriage. I believe the Rav said that it has to be that it leave it in the place where you cut it. But if you pick it up and you throw it and it doesn't land in the garbage, but it lands somewhere else, I believe the Rav said that that's not the same problem. Okay, if I'm misquoting him, I apologize. But I think that's what the Rav said. A woman trimming the nails has to be careful, right, to dispose of them properly. There, the harm is even greater. Not to cut them so that they fall into a beged or into any other type of beged. Okay, and again, this is Kabbalah already. Someone who does a shechita, who has to grow his fingernails and thumbnails in order to inspect the knife, and someone who's in mourning, who's forbidden to trim them. Be careful to dig out the dirt from underneath the nail and clean them. Right, so if you have dirt under the nails, it's potentially a problem for Netilas Yadayim. The gam ginaya davar b'nei korayim, nails like this that are not cleaned are disgusting to others. V'aychel mimayim, you're turning off people that are eating with you. Imrayim shenaisim yad bekara, they stick. Some of you will really appreciate this. They stick their hands into the bowl of food with their dirty, disgusting nails, and then they pull out the food and they leave, and you look at their fingers and their fingers are disgusting. Nafsham cuts up Michael Vanimas Bainayam. The person who is sitting across from you is disgusted with the food and it's repulsive, and you are wrong. Not the person who is a mephonic, but you are wrong. Lachin Yizaru Kaladam, because the Kiyam Hashem Yisrael, you have to be clean before Hashem and before Yisrael. So before you make fun of somebody who's makbid on people putting their hands in the bowl of popcorn or the bowl of food, you should read what he says over here, that you should make sure to keep yourself clean, have good hygiene, because if you turn off the other person, then he says it's not on the other person. It's not on the other person who's offended, but rather it's on you. All right, you can end it.